me fucking scoot back a little so I guess fucking so I don't punch the microphone.
Hey, come listen to our podcast, yeah. Please listen, it's a hitch. If you don't listen to our podcast, yeah, then you are a bitch.
Maybe that one.
Oh, welcome to Filmoscopy, everyone. Owen's gonna talk over me. It's fine. Yeah. I'm just kidding. Go ahead and introduce everybody. I'm Lance. Owen.
Hello.
Hello.
And Cody.
Hello.
And this is Cody's episode. I just want to do a quick forward and get the sad shit out of the way for myself. We were gonna record this episode last week originally because we're pulling behind the curtain. We were trying to get ahead of schedule and get a few more episodes because we only got a few in the queue. And I told Cody, yeah, we'll go ahead and do it. And then I looked at my calendar and I had a birthday party to go to on Saturday. So I told him I can't do it. Well, the birthday party was for my granddad. His birthday was going to be June 1st, which was on a Thursday. Well, I didn't know he was already in town. This is a couple days after I told Cody I didn't know. He was a couple days. He came into town on his birthday. He didn't know he was going to have a birthday party. He's been living in Colorado the last 2 years with one of his daughters. And he was down. It was so strange. I was going to my dad's house to help him out with something that afternoon. And I called my granddad to wish him a happy birthday. And I had just bought him a birthday card the day prior at my store, and I called him and he said, well, I'm up here at Fredonia One Stop, which is a gas station on Highway 12 here in Clarksville, Tennessee, going into Cheatham County, and it's probably like 4 or 5 miles away from my dad's house. And I he goes, hey, you just come on and see me if you want. I'm like, I thought about it for a second. I don't know why I hesitated, because I mean, I wasn't dressed for it. I just got AC that day after not having AC for 5 days, and I had a shirt full of bird shit, and just normal life for me now since I have 4 birds. And I drove up there and I filled out the card real quick, and I went in there and wished him a happy birthday, gave him a hug and talked to him for about 45 minutes. And I knew I was going to see him 2 days later on Saturday, so I didn't go to dinner with him because I wasn't dressed for it. He was going to dinner with his daughter, her husband, my mom, and my stepdad. And so everything's fine. I go to bed that night probably like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. And Savannah was on vacation, or about to be on vacation, so she was hanging out with me. And I got a call from my mom I missed when I woke up. It was like 8 o'clock in the morning. Then I had a call from my granddad that I missed about 20 minutes later. So I called my mom first, and my mom was crying. This was on Friday, and my mom was crying, and the furthest thing from my mind, was anything with my granddaddy. I thought it was my stepdad, and she said granddaddy had a massive stroke in his sleep. And I'm like, what are you talking about? This just isn't real, about, he got up at 3:30 in the morning on Friday morning and went to use the bathroom and then went back to sleep. And at 5 o'clock, he was breathing funny when his daughter woke up. I call it his daughter. She's technically, I guess, my aunt, but I wasn't, she was just introduced to the family a couple years ago. That's a whole nother story. But they woke up at 5 o'clock. He was breathing funny, wouldn't come to. They called an ambulance. They lifelined him to Nashville. They ran some tests. Turned out he had a massive stroke in his sleep. And he wasn't, conscious. They put him on life support for people to come say goodbye. And I didn't want to see that. I didn't go up there. I've been around somebody when they were taking off life support in their last moments. And it's just, it's sad. And it's just kind of a weird feeling, my granddad died on Friday, day before his birthday party, 5 hours after his birthday, really. And we had to bury him on this past Monday. So, June 6th, I guess. I miss my granddad. And, if anybody out there is listening that still has their grandparents or great-grandparents or somebody that's older that you maybe don't talk to enough, make sure you give them a call. See them when you can. When they're gone, you don't get that opportunity. And if I didn't actually go up there to see them at that gas station, I wouldn't have saw them. And they were only going to be down for like 3 or 4 days. So, I got real lucky, blessed, if you believe that way. But, So anybody out there, if you still have your grandparents or your parents are elderly or older, make sure you spend enough time with them because you don't get it back. So, all right, well, done with that. We can go to our regularly scheduled program. Cody, take it away.
All right, so today we are discussing the 1997 animated film Hercules. Before we get into our overall thoughts and first experiences and all that, let me just give a rundown of the facts. So, Hercules was released on June 13th, 1997 in the United States. It is directed by John Musker and Ron Clements. The story is by about a dozen or so people. Like a lot of Disney animated movies are, they get various treatments and so on, touch them up to make them a tight 90 minutes typically, and clean up anything, because a lot of these movies like this are based off old fairy tales or mythologies or whatever, and obviously we'll get into that too with this, but they make several changes from the actual mythology of Hercules.
And that bothers me a lot. Like, when I watch this movie, I guess this movie sparked my interest in Greek mythology. So later on, I would do my own research, and then I'd rewatch the movie and be like, this stuff is completely wrong. Like, and they did that with, what is the movie? They did the Moses story, Prince of Egypt.
Was that Disney, or was that Don Bluth? Oh, DreamWorks.
I don't think that was DreamWorks. Because I think it had the Disney box. Hold on.
I thought it was maybe a Don Bluth movie, but that doesn't make sense either. It's not dark enough for that.
It's dork.
Oh, it's DreamWorks. Never mind. You're right, Owen. My bad.
And that's you owe him one hand job now. Yeah. To get the rest of these facts out. The movie has you're good. The movie has a runtime of 93 minutes. It had a budget of $85 million and drew a box office of $252.7 million, but it was considered a disappointment in the box office from those numbers.
Man, I was trying to tell Savannah, I was like, you don't know anything, Rip Torn. You remember Freddy got fingered? She goes, yeah. I'm like, remember the dad that says, what are you a retard or something? And she goes, yeah. And I go, that's the guy who played Zeus, man. And Bobcat Goldthwait, he's a guy who played in the... a really loud and obnoxious guy, but he's funny in the Police Academy movies. I've seen some. I haven't watched those movies, but I've seen some of the scenes. He plays the little fat demon that wears the Hercules shoes later on.
Yeah. Pain, I think.
Yeah. We're all worms. We don't deserve you.
When Hades goes, what are those?
Another one's drinking. He goes, I'm real thirsty.
So... thirsty? This film, like a lot of Disney movies, did spawn a direct-to-video follow-up called Hercules Zero to Hero, which was a prequel film to this. They also made a Disney animated series, or a Hercules animated series on Disney Channel, which I did watch some as a kid, and I don't remember it being very good, but he's appeared in multiple video games. Including Kingdom Hearts, shout out, and
shout out my homies,
shout out to all my KH fans out there. They are also currently working on a live action remake, which I'm sure will be a gigantic turd, but they also at the back then they were in the early 2000s they were making another sequel to the film. That was going to take. It was basically going to be the story of Troy, and
I read up on that.
And I don't know how they would have done that, because unless they just left Achilles out of the film, because Phil makes a point in this that Achilles is dead already. So, yeah, I don't know how they were really, because Achilles plays a big part of that story or whatever. But so, anyway, let's get into first experiences. Lance, let's start with you.
I'm pretty sure I saw this movie when it came out on VHS. That was right in my sister's wheelhouse. You know, it was a Disney movie. And I remember the toys that McDonald's had in their Happy Meals, the Hercules stuff. We had that. And I remember liking the movie when I was watching as a kid, you know, because it was, you know, most of the Disney movies are what little kids and girls would watch growing up. That's how it was when I was a kid. And I'm like 4 years older than Cody, so it's a little different. So it was like, this is more of a manlier Disney movie. I'm like, oh, it's cool, animated movie I like, you know, that didn't look like shit, like the Mortal Kombat, The Journey Begins animated movie and all that. So, but yeah, I remember liking it when it first came out. I remember the toys and the Happy Meal, because I was, at the time the movie came out in 97, it probably came out home media 98, so I would have been like 9 or 10 years old. So I remember the Happy Meal toys and all that stuff. It was a big deal. I mean, like I said, I enjoyed it, and the fact that it still made a lot of money and they considered disappointment is kind of a crock, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Well, it's one of those things. They must have spent a bunch of money on advertising and all that other stuff. So yeah. it probably was considered, Disney was probably considered it a failure or a disappointment because it didn't make as much as they wanted it to, but it probably still turned a profit.
I mean, when you take an account for marketing, I remember somebody saying on YouTube, he used to work for Sony, and he said that, you know, taking account for marketing, kind of take the movie's budget and times it by two, just for a safe estimate. So if a movie costs $100 million to make, it probably costs $200 million altogether with the marketing.
Yeah.
So you gotta make more than that to clear it. Like a movie me and Cody defend, Batman versus Superman. That movie wouldn't break even until like the $650 million mark. So the movie only made like 200 something million. Oh, for shame. But yeah. You know, it's just one of those things. It made like $890 million. But it's crazy the amount of money that is like poured into like something like that. Yeah. You know, it's just insane. So,
Owen, what was your first experience with this film?
I just watched it when I was very young. It was never really my favorite Disney movie as a kid or anything. Really the only scene I can vividly remember from being a kid was where the what is the three old ladies called? The
Fates.
The fighting over the one eyeball.
Yeah, that's the only scene I can really vividly remember as a kid. Seeing that. But everything else is kind of a blur. I never really watched this one that much, but yeah, I watched it a long time ago.
I remember the one scene I always stuck with me is when Hercules is like, he's a guy! Huh? You know? Hades, my bad. Hades is hilarious in this movie.
So for me, I was so young when this movie came out. I was about 5 years old. So I just kind of always remember having it. You know, I don't remember actually getting it. But it's the same. I didn't go to the theater and see it or anything. I got it on VHS.
If that movie came out like 98, you had only been like 5-6 years old.
Yeah.
When the physical media came out, you know, so it'd have been hard to remember where you have gotten it. Especially if this wasn't like your favorite Disney movie.
But this was my favorite Disney movie as a kid.
It was? Okay.
Yeah.
For some reason, I thought it would have been something else.
Like, no. I don't know what I was thinking. I have a few that I really like went back to a lot as a kid. The three, I think, would probably be Hercules, Pocahontas, and Aladdin. But this one is
Pocahontas was very
hot.
Yeah,
I'm no cap there, guys. It was very good.
Oh yeah, very very good. And I have like, so like I watched this movie a ton as a kid. I had several toys. Like I had a toy of the Hydra, and
the CGI.
A toy of Hercules, and this was one of my favorite movies. And that's why it's such a shame, like, watching it this morning and, like, having over, you know, like 25 years now removed from this movie first coming out, and seeing Disney movies, pretty much everything that studio has put out since then, the Disney Animation Studio, and it's just like, it's fallen way down on the list, but we'll get into that. Owen.
Real quick, Cody, when you were talking about the cast, did you mention Danny DeVito?
Yeah, I did. Philotetes.
Okay, my bad. I completely blanked on that. I'm sorry.
Philotetes. Owen. Yes. What were your general impressions watching it again?
I've watched it not long ago, actually, but watching it again. So last time I think I watched this was probably 2020 or something, like probably a little bit before we started the podcast, or maybe a little after. But anyways, watching it again now, my general impressions are is that, and I know I've already said a little bit before we started, is that I think it's a serviceable movie. It's fine. I have nothing against it. I think it's okay. But I never thought the music was all that catchy, and I always thought Hercules, like the character, was like really dumb. Like, I mean, I get that's kind of his shtick, is that he's supposed to be dumb, but I don't know. Even as a kid, I was like, dude, I don't relate to this dude. Like, he's like just kind of this like I don't know, he's getting made fun of as like a teenager, but he's like the fucking strongest guy in the world. Like, I don't know. Yeah, I always thought it was weird.
Yeah, I think the idea is they're making fun of him because he's kind of a freak, right?
Yeah, he's like a freak and a klutz. I get that, but it's like, I mean, dude, like, yeah. Come on, just fucking bash their heads in. Like, you just crush their skulls. Like,
So what about you, Lance? What were your general impressions?
A mixed bag. There's a lot of parts in this movie I was completely bored with, to be quite honest with you. All the musical parts, and that's kind of how it is in my older age when I've watched Disney movies, are all like zone out moments, or I need to go pee. I'm going to go pee real quick. Other than that, I mean, I love Danny DeVito as, I don't remember the character's name, the little goat guy.
Phil, yeah.
I like Bobcat Goldthwait as the fat little demon. I like James Wood as Hades. I love Rip Torn just because it's Rip Torn as Zeus.
Yeah, all the other characters in this, I think that's a point I wanted to make too, is that I feel like the ensemble of characters are way better than the protagonists. Like, they're just all, the villain is more interesting and honestly more relatable than the protagonist, and I think that's
I can
sort of an issue.
I can agree with that. Like, Hades, I mean, James Woods, you know, love him or hate him for his like real life, you know, viewpoint and all that, but in this movie he does very well. I think he is the best performer in the film. Hades is just cool, but we'll go into the characters. My general impressions watching it again. I mean, I've watched this movie every few years, pretty much the last 15 years or so, but this is the first time I really sat down and watched it with a critical eye, you know, and the songs aren't as good as I really ever, as I used to think they were. Like, I used to genuinely say that this had the best soundtrack out of any, like, 90s Disney movie, but really, like, watching it and thinking of it critically, I was like, yeah, some of these songs just don't, like, you know, the I am on my way. That song like drags on way too long.
I don't think it's very interesting either. Like, it's not a very dynamic song. Yeah. Catchy either.
Yeah, there are a couple of songs that I do think are very good, and that's
the Meg song.
I love. Yeah, the Meg song is very good, and the song in the beginning that the Muses sing, I like that sets up the story and everything. Like, I really like that. Yeah, Meg's song I think is probably the best song in the film.
I agree.
But overall, there's like some weird scenes in it. Like, some of the animation doesn't look that good, and you know. But we'll get into that. Overall, I'm sort of like Lance. It's a mixed bag. Mm-hmm. So I want to start.
I mean, I still laughed in areas, but then I was also like dragged. So it was kind of like a. When I say mixed bag, it wasn't as steady as, oh, that was pretty good, that was pretty bad. It was like, this is boring, okay, that was pretty fucking funny, this is boring, that's pretty fucking funny.
Right.
So it was kind of a highs and lows that kind of equal out to a median of, eh.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't too bad. I mean, I don't hate this movie. I just was completely bored.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, I mean,
I hate that because I thought the movie was going to be entertaining.
Right.
Like, more so. Like, I remember James Woods as Hades being hilarious, but I thought for some reason Zeus had a bigger part.
Yeah.
And yeah. I thought, you know, he kind of forgot his Earth parents real fucking quick when I rewatched
That's the funniest thing, because at the end, I was thinking about it, and I know the point of the story is that he's supposed to realize that his home is, like, on Earth, but I'm just thinking in my head, I'm like, why is his goal going... I don't know. I know he's supposed to be ignorant, but it's just... It's so hard to relate to his goal when it's... Oh, he's like, I want to go to live on the Olympus, a place I've never seen before, and live with my parents who I've never seen, you know. I don't know. It's...
I'm going to have one... Like, when Cody goes through the plot, Cody, is it okay if I interject why I hate the changes in the mythology?
Yeah, that's fine.
Because there's quite a bit. Like, the reason why this movie fell out of my favor probably is when I went back to rewatch it and realized they changed, like, everything about Hercules' backstory. I'm like, wait, this isn't how it works. Then we get to the Titans. I'm pretty sure the big rock Titan is supposed to be Kronos, and that's Zeus's dad, Hercules' granddad. That's not even acknowledged. They're just big dumb idiots.
Yeah.
So they say, like, suck. Whoa. Suck Zeus. Blow him.
I love it that the Titans do get released. They're like, oh, kill yeah. Zeus. And Hades goes, hey! Olympus is that way. It's so stupid. I love it.
The movie is very slapsticky, right? Like, there's a lot of...
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, there's a lot of, like, just kind of, like, jokes like that, and there's a bunch of physical comedy in it. Like, I think when you first meet Phil, he gets hit by something, like, six or seven times within the first 2 or 3 minutes that he's on screen. You know, like, it's very much relying on, like... This isn't one of Disney's stronger films that do a very... Like, they have some films that are very good at... This movie is good for children and adults because there's plenty of stuff in it that adults will understand, that it will go over kids' heads. And then there's dumb stuff in it that are, it, like, juvenile for adults to really find funny, but kids would love. And I think that it kind of misses the mark a little bit with the adult stuff.
I think we should go on a quick little tangent real quick.
Yeah.
So, Cody, what... From what I'm gathering is, you do not like slapstick humor.
It just depends. I mean...
Like, the Naked Gun movies you like, and they're all slapstick.
Yeah, I mean, and it. I think it just depends on, like, how it's framed, the context of it. I guess I just never really remember that Hercules had so much of that kind of humor in it, right? So, it was a little bit off-putting. Because when I think back on Hercules, I never thought of that type of stuff. I always thought of, like, you know, Hades, like, getting angry and, like, flames shooting from his entire body, and you know, Meg betraying Hercules and all this other stuff that's actually far more intriguing. But
before I forget this, I don't know why this popped in my head. Remember when Pegasus is chasing the little demons? And this is after they impersonated a female Pegasus.
Yeah.
And the fat one, which is Bobcat Goldthwait, he goes, I really did have feelings for you. So stupid. I don't know why I found that so funny. It's just like, I really did have feelings for you. Like, that was going to make it any better.
Oh, man.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I love Bobcat. Him playing that little demon was great, man. I swear.
So, yeah, I guess we'll just go... we'll kind of do a quick rundown of the plot. That'll get us to talk about certain characters and certain scenes and all that. Because we definitely got to talk about some of that CG that's in the film. So, the film starts off... Hercules is, you know, they're having... Or on a Mount Olympus, they're having a celebration because Hercules is born and all that. In this, they've changed it where he's not a demigod. He is just a pure god. He is the daughter of Zeus and
Hera.
Hera, yeah. And
it's not talked about how the gods are, like, all inbred, like, it's like they're from Kentucky.
That's why Hercules is so stupid.
Yeah, exactly. But the thing is, like, in all Greek mythology, Hera hated Hercules because that's not her son. And regardless of like Zeus having 100 other kids with 200 other women,
yeah,
like for some reason she really hates Hercules. Like that was the one because the woman was immortal or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And like the only other time Hercules and Hera got along, Hercules was roided out and Hera was drunk, and God of War, what was it, two?
Three.
Oh, three, when he yeah. got up to Olympus.
Yeah.
And, that was the only time. That's a make-believe. I mean, all Greek mythology is make-believe, but when I watched that, I'm like, wait a minute. Because there was also a live-action Hercules show. It's not tied to Disney. That some guy, it was just, you know, one of those shows kind of like Highlander. You know, it was kind of a cheaply produced TV show, fantasy show. It ran for like 7-8 seasons, though.
Yeah.
And I remember that, and his whole story was, you know, Hera was sending minions to kill him throughout the show, or at least throughout a couple seasons. And I remember like watching this movie, like, wait, that's not right, man. I don't know what the hell's going on here.
Yeah, so when I was reading about it, it said that the writers kind of decided very early on that they were going to change that. They didn't want a Disney.
Oh yeah, they had to.
Yeah,
you can't make that G rated.
Yeah, you don't want a Disney movie where Hercules is the product of adultery, right? Like, so you got to make it clean. You got to make it more family friendly. Just like you don't want the Little Mermaid ending with Prince Eric having an affair on Ariel and her running out into the ocean and turning into sea foam. So,
wait, what?
That's how the original fairy tale ends.
Movie?
No,
that's okay.
The original fairy tale for the Little Mermaid. Eric ends up having an affair, and Ariel finds out, and
because she ain't got no pussy.
That she's already human at this point, but the deal that was made in the fairy tale was that she could never return to the sea, right? Because she wanted to be with Eric. Eric had an affair, so she basically commits suicide by running out to the ocean and turning into sea foam.
Why doesn't she just find a new dude to fuck?
Well, you know, Ariel's simple. And, yes, I mean, that's how a lot of those fairy tales are. They're pretty dark in the original tellings.
Like, we did watch The Lighthouse, and we do know mermaids have a fish pussy, so.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Am I right? Come on, guys.
they're having a big party. Zeus creates Pegasus from the clouds. He's adorable, and Hades shows up and wants to see the new kid on the block, and he, you know, Hercules like crushes his fingers. They all kind of make fun of Hades. Hades despises them all because he's stuck down in hell, guiding the souls of the dead to the afterlife, or, you know, if you can call that an afterlife, I guess. And he descends back into Hades. You meet Pain and Panic, which, you know, we've already talked about a little bit, the little demons, you know, we are worms. And then he goes upstairs and he talks to the Fates. So the Fates tell him, after, you know, he schmoozes up to one of them and picks a hair off of her eyeball, they basically tell him that 18 years from now the planets will align and you will invade Olympus and you will defeat Zeus, but if Hercules fights, then you fail. So he has to come up with a plan to get rid of Hercules. So Pain and Panic break into Olympus. So stupid. They break into Olympus and they kidnap Hercules and take him down to Earth and they feed him a potion, but because they get scared off by two mortals coming around the corner, they drop the potion before the vial is completely, you know, drank, so a drop is left, which means that even though Hercules is technically mortal, he still has his godlike strength. The people find Hercules. Pain and Panic turn into snakes. They try and kill Hercules, but he grabs them, ties them to a knot, and throws them away to a cliff, where they basically say, we're never going to tell Hades, for all he knows, that, you know, if is good, you know, if he finds out that, he'll never find out that Hercules is dead, or not dead, right? Mm-hmm. So, then I believe it cuts to, you know, roughly almost 18 years later, Hercules going pulling a cart to the market with his adopted father and a donkey with a broken leg on it down to the market. That's when you figure out that Hercules is a klutz. He is an outcast. Everyone thinks he's a freak because he's extremely strong, but his strength combined with his clumsiness kind of basically makes him not liked, right? I wanted to point out the animation on one of the characters in this scene, and I don't know if you all know who I'm going to talk about.
The blonde guy?
Yeah, the blonde guy.
The looks like a stupid face he makes.
He looks like an ONG cartoon.
He literally does. So he's like,
we have only five people.
Yeah, but we want to keep it even. The way his face contorts us is like, oh,
there's
man.
There's tons of characters with, like, fucked faces. Like, when he's in Thebes, there's that lady in the background. He's like, just like a fucked up chicken the whole time. She's like, oh. She looks like continuously scared and like nothing is fucking even happening. She's just in the background like that.
Yeah, that's like the first point of like weird animation I spotted in this film. And that, like, to be fair, that one's always bothered me, like all the times I've watched this movie as an adult. Like that one has really stuck out to me. Like, oh, that's just
I even have an issue with Hercules' like weird design when he's like the thin teenager. Like he looks so fucking goofy with his big ears and shit. I mean, I guess that's the point, but I don't know, he just looks bizarre with his big feet and shit.
Yeah, so there one thing I've noticed in this too is that the animation, a lot of people have like a very like fluid type motion about them. Like their arms almost move like they don't have bones in them. Mm-hmm. It's kind of weird when you really like pay attention to it. Almost it's weird like when you watch Toy Story and you realize all the characters aren't blinking at the same time. Like one eye blinks before the other one.
Wait, really? Does that happen?
Yeah, in the first Toy Story, if you watch a clip from it, just watch the characters' eyes, like all of them, their one eye blinks before the other eye blinks. It's very like
that's realistic.
Off-putting. Hercules, after seeing the kids, you know, with the frisbee, they throw it again. He jumps to catch it, but he ends up destroying the entire market, and everyone hates him. And then he's like, I have often dreamed. And so he's got a
crazy place.
So this song, this is, well, the second song in the film, because, you know, there's always all the introduction song with the muses. But this song is like the one that always stuck out to me in my memory. And I do like I'll randomly just be doing things in the house and like start singing this song.
So you're like jerking off and you're like, on my way.
Like, again, this is the first time I've really watched this movie with a critical eye and critical ear. This song is not that good. It's too long. I don't like that there's like two like narrative breaks in the song that just like cause it to be dragged out even more, which basically to me comes off like we couldn't think of any more verses for this song, so let's just squeeze narrative in to where verses would typically be, and then we'll just like slightly change the chorus for the other two
Cody
choruses
said,
that come up.
We're gonna squeeze it in.
Like Hercules is gonna squeeze into Meg.
Oh mercy. I guarantee you when she's been so used, it's probably looking like a fucking pile of roast beef down there.
Oh god.
She won't have a problem. She's gonna be like, is it in yet? He goes, I don't know.
So do either of you have any thoughts on this song?
Yeah, I dislike it. I think it's goofy. And I laugh every time I hear the fucking first part of the verse. Just think it's really funny.
It's not great, Bob. I that shit is stuck in my head. Was, I am on my way. I will go the distance.
So, a lot of, as you guys probably know, pretty much all like Disney animated movies, they have like the one song, right? Like this is the song that we're using to really market this movie, and this was that song. And whenever Disney does this, they typically have a famous musician or artist or whoever. Do their own rendition of the song. Michael Bolton is the one that did this version, like the mainstream version of the song. And if you don't know who Michael Bolton is, he's the one that sings Jack Sparrow with Lonely Island. That's my touchstone.
Okay. I could not remember that name to save my life for a minute. I'm like, what the hell are we talking about?
This is the tale.
Captain Jack Sparrow.
Yeah, that was kind of weird, but we're back in the club. Johnny Depp, Keira Knightley.
That was kind of weird, but we're back in the club. That part, you know, I was thinking that we should play I Am On My Way at the end of this episode. Uh-huh. I think we should play the Jack Sparrow song. Yeah, that was kind of weird, but we're back in the club.
Oh my god.
It's like we just found out Michael Bolton's a very cinephile or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Michael cinephile. Bolton's a total cinephile. Oh man. That's such an awesome Keira song.
Knightley. God damn it, I can't get this song out of my head now.
Johnny Depp, Keira Knightley. So after he sings his song,
it's like, what are you boomers talking about?
I've seen that before. I've never watched the full thing.
You need to watch the full thing. Like, there's a twist at the end that's fucking excellent. You definitely need to watch the music video for it. So, after the song, he goes... No, it's actually during the song. He goes to the Zeus's shrine or whatever, right? And the statue comes to life and tells him, you know, I'm your papa, boy. And tells him, you know,
came from my balls.
Basically tells him, like, yeah, to be able to return to Mount Olympus, you need to become, you know, a hero worthy of being a god or whatever. And goes on. Also, Pegasus is reintroduced, fully grown, and Pegasus is awesome.
And you're right. He does start singing after that, doesn't he? He sings the same damn
song.
Yeah,
he sings the chorus. Yeah, he sings the chorus one more time.
They're like, you forgot about this, didn't you?
But we didn't forget. Pepperidge Farm never forgets.
I love this fucking song.
That was an old Family Guy reference for anyone who might not know. Remember when you ran over that man with your car who was jogging along the road? Pepperidge Farm remembers. So they go, they find Phil. He's peeping on some nymphs. And he takes him back to his place and tells Hercules, I've trained many people who were supposed to be great heroes and they all failed. You know, Achilles, a bunch of different Issus, and he makes a joke about that. He's like, a lot of Issus. And then Phil starts singing a song.
You're the son of Hercules? Yeah, right.
Yeah, you're the son of Zeus. He is struck by lightning.
Son of Zeus. I don't know why I did that.
Yeah, they're good. He gets struck by lightning and he agrees, you know, that's obviously proof enough. So he trains Hercules. And then there's a song here. I just watched this movie this morning and I cannot for the life of me remember what this fucking song sounds like.
God damn it. I don't even remember either. Who sings it?
It's Phil. Phil sings it.
Yeah, Danny DeVito. Oh,
yeah.
I think I remember.
He's like, step one.
He goes a little something like this. Tie your shoe. And then he's like, Daddy, would you like some sausages? Daddy, would you like some sausages?
He goes like, you loop de loop and pull, and your shoes are looking cool. That's SpongeBob.
It's like a show tune or some shit. Like, it's like a lot different.
Yeah. And
this is all a show tune. What the hell are you talking about?
Obviously, the song's not very memorable. I don't think it's bad necessarily, but it's not memorable at all. Obviously, because here we are, I'm about 12 hours removed from watching this movie, and I cannot remember what the fucking song sounds like. So, but basically, during the song, Hercules gets buff, and they go off to find their first what is it called in mythology?
Motaro.
What is it called in mythology? Hercules labor. It's basically the first labor, right? Yeah. And
maybe. I wouldn't know, Cody.
Yeah, it's called the labors. Well, you know, however many labors there were. But basically these great deeds that Hercules did in mythology. So he goes he hears Meg like struggling. He goes to fight the centaur, nearly gets his ass kicked, but ends up,
and the centaur's name is Motoro.
And you know, you just see his dong just dragging through the water like a fucking shark fin as he's charging Hercules. he defeats the centaur with a headbutt after losing his sword in the water within the first few seconds. And Meg basically kind of shrugs him off, you know, afterward. They have a little bit of a flirtatious thing going, but it's not like anything big. And Hercules gets swept away by Pegasus, I think, and they all fly off. And then Meg talks to Hades, and then you find out, oh, well, she's basically in debt to Hades because of something that he had done for her in the past. I don't think he reveals it now. I think it's later on, right? Yeah. That he reveals that. Yeah. So she's indebted to him for an unknown reason at this point, and she mentions Wonder Boy's named Hercules, and then Pain and Panic. Pain and Panic, like, what does that name sound
like?
Why
does that name sound so familiar?
Then basically Hades is, from this point on, concocting plans to try and get rid of Hercules. I think this is when they go to Thebes, right?
He's concocting another plan, because remember, he was trying to kill him the word go, because Hercules is the only way that's going
to
stand.
Yeah, yeah. He tried to kill. He thought he was dead all this time, right? Until this moment. That's what I'm saying. He's concocting a, you know, yeah. It's a new plan. And throughout the rest of the film, there's multiple plans that, you know, he's basically throwing at Hercules to try and stop him. But they go to Thebes at this point. They show up. There's a few people there. I think at this point they sort of start clowning on Phil, because he's already like come to the city multiple times with different heroes.
They make fun of like Achilles and his heel.
Yeah.
they say something like, yeah, did you strengthen his heel up?
During all this, Hades' first plan comes into play, right? So you get the two little boys, which are actually Pain and Panic in disguise, run up to Hercules and ask him, you know, tell him, you know, go over yonder there. There's a problem. Is that what happens? The two boys come up to him and he goes out there? Or does he go?
Well, he saves the two boys from something, and they're like, gee, thanks, mister. And they go upstairs, go up to the rock, and they turn back into.
Okay, yeah. Someone else says, maybe it's Meg, tells him like, hey, there's two boys in trouble or something. I don't know. I guess this hard Baja blast I'm drinking is getting to me.
You get fucked up off that Baja.
So yeah, Hercules takes on the Hydra at this point, and there is the Hydra is CG.
Oh, it's beautiful.
In this, I actually don't think it's...
Oh, I'm sorry, Kyle. I thought everybody else was real people. I'm sorry.
I don't think it's that bad for the time.
I didn't notice it. I'll be honest with you. I guess I wasn't paying attention during some of those parts. I don't remember the CGI and animation looking bad, though.
Yeah, the CG... Any part. The CG is not that bad for the time, right? Now, it's possible also that in like modern releases, because I just watched it on Disney+, but in modern releases, they may have gone back and touched it up some. I don't know.
They touched it somewhere.
but he finds out pretty quick that you cut the Hydra's head off and it duplicates. Eventually, he kills the Hydra.
Hail Hydra.
Yeah. He kills the Hydra by being swallowed by it and cutting it from the inside of its stomach. And saves the day.
And then...
Zero to
the Winter
Hero.
Soldier shows up.
Oh. And then you get the next song by the Muses.
Cody.
Yeah.
you broke out, man. I didn't hear a word you said, man.
No, I actually didn't say anything.
Okay. I'm like, what the fuck? I thought it was me. I'm like,
I was wondering what's that. I was like,
it was just a pregnant pause. So yeah, the music, the next song comes in is Zero to Hero. it's fine. Zero to hero.
Yeah, that's a lot better.
I need a hero.
You know, I can't. We mentioned the song. I gotta say something real quick. That old lady I work with.
Yeah. The fairy godmother from Shrek 2.
Oh, you still work with her? Fairy...
Yeah, she's still. Yeah, she's still there. She's anytime she goes like, I need a,
and she still screams over the walkie too.
Oh my gosh, she screamed, but she's like, I need a cash pickup or I need some change. And in my head, I hear, I need a, and I go, hero.
I need a hero.
It's like, golly damn, if anybody out there has listened to Gomer Pyle from the Andy Griffith Show, she sounds like Gomer Pyle when she does this. She doesn't sound like the woman singing, I need a hero.
I need
but
a
she's
hero.
Like, I need a, but the way she says it, she goes, I need a, and then she says it. It's just the way she says it, dude. It's fucking, God, it's so annoying. But when I talk about you guys, it's fucking hilarious. And then, like, these people, like, I'm not trying to get my head blown off, but she goes, I need a cash pickup on Register 3. I'm like, well, goddamn, just tell them where the X is on the map. You know? Like, fuck, man, we're going to get fucking killed. I got $600 in my hand. He's like, I need a cash. I'm like, shut up. I want to say that. I haven't done that yet. But I swear to God, just the, I need a cash pickup, please. It's like, I need a hero. And that shit was stuck in my head for like months. And I just quit listening to her on the walkie because like the first month she worked there, like the shit was stuck in my head. I'd be around Savannah, I'd be like, I need a hero. And I'm like, God, get out of my head. Where's that coming from? And one day she was like, I need a cash pickup. I'm like, that's I it. That's who's been doing it to me.
I need a.
And she still does it, man. It's insane. It's like,
so
oh, the way you enunciate.
I thought
words.
She would have left. So I'm really surprised. So.
I thought I would have left.
Yeah.
I got a month and a half where I put my 2 weeks notice in. So.
So, do you guys have any thoughts on the Zero to Hero song? Hero, hero.
Oh, man,
I can't even remember the shit except them going zero to hero.
Other than, I am on my way. That's the only song I remember in this movie.
If
you have any more
distance.
Music questions, I apologize. I just zoned out a lot of that fucking singing.
I don't care how far. During this song, there's like a montage of him like defeating other like creatures and stuff that show up. And then after the song ends, you know, you see that he is basically famous. During the song, there's like the montage, like you see stuff like Air Herks and stuff like that, I believe. And then you go to Hades and Pain and Panic are like, or Panic, I think, is wearing no, Pain is wearing the shoes. He's wearing the Air Herc shoes. And Panic is drinking from like a Hercules like sipper. And Hades like is kind of like bemoaning the fact that everything he's thrown at Hercules hasn't worked. So then he sends Meg to be the one to expose his weakness, right?
His weenus.
So she goes.
Yeah.
Hercules is like swarmed by fans in his like private quarters, and they all get tricked away by Phil, I believe. And then Meg shows up and it's like, hey, Golden Boy or whatever the fuck she calls him. What the fuck she call him?
Wonder Boy. Wonder Bread.
Wonder Boy, yeah. Hey, Wonder Bread.
Cody, I have to get this out of the way. When you said exposes weakness, I thought you said exposes weenus. That's why I said that, because I thought you said that.
Oh, man. Yeah, so they kind of go off together and talk, and she's trying to get him to like open up and tell her what his actual weakness is, not weenus. And he doesn't, you know, there's no weakness, right? they split up. I don't remember why. Maybe Phil needs him for something. And they split up, and then you get the best song in the movie, which is, you know.
She's like, I'm in love, I'm no. in love, I'm in love, I'm in love.
No chance, no way, and I say, that's the best song in the movie.
And then I saw her face. That's the song, right?
Now I'm a believer. Yeah, a lot of Shrek getting put into this.
I told Lance and your gun, I was like, this movie made me really want to watch Shrek.
God, what happens? What happens next?
There's the liar revealed thing where, I mean, I'm just saying that because that's like the trope. Phil sees that Meg is a lackey, but he doesn't hear the full story. So.
Right, because they're flying away and Hercules is all like goo goo on or whatever. He's like, and he ends up.
My dick is so hard.
He ends up getting knocked off of Pegasus, and then he overhears Hades and Meg. But he of course hears like the one part that makes Meg look horrible, even though she's just prior to that told Hades like that she does not want to do what he's asking her to do. He goes and tells Hercules. Hercules doesn't believe him. Basically says that Phil just doesn't want him to be happy or whatever, wants to, I don't know, I guess use him for his fame and all that. He goes off to find Meg. Hades shows up, but I don't remember how. Pegasus is lured away. I don't know why I'm not remembering, but
yeah, I think he just appears is what it is.
He has Meg captured, right?
Yeah.
And he makes a deal with Hercules that if he gives his powers up for 24 hours, then no harm will come to Meg. During this, Pegasus has been lured away by Pain and Panic, disguised as a My Little Pony looking ass Pegasus, and they end up tying him up. And once the deal is made, Hercules's power is drained, and Hades starts beating the shit out of him, and then flies away on his flying chariot to go free the Titans. Before he leaves, he does tell Hercules that, you know, Meg was working for him the whole time, and Hercules doesn't want anything to do with her at that point, so he leaves. Hades goes and frees the Titans. We already kind of talked about the goofy moment where they're going the wrong way after destroying some villages. And it's also kind of, I did think it was kind of goofy, like, they're like, freeze him.
Yeah.
Rush him.
I love how they say freeze him and then, like, I think freeze him and then they say melt him or something like that. And I was
melt him.
I was like, dude, you're just going to fucking, like, make him room temperature. Like, not going to do anything. What the fuck?
It's so bizarre. I never remembered them talking, I guess. It's just like, oh, this is they could have done without them talking, but
So we're clear, I don't really know Greek mythology. Those in no way resemble the Titans, right? Like,
no, I don't think so. I think that Kronos is like, isn't he? So Kronos is a Titan who carries a giant mass of stone on his back, which is a city. I don't remember what the city is called. But that is like his eternal punishment after Zeus defeated him.
It's Detroit.
Yeah. If you listen.
Yeah, but I'm assuming like that was just Titans in name. But I always thought the big rock guy was like Kronos in my mind.
Yeah,
so I'm like, that's Zeus's dad. Why aren't they talking about that? I'm like, shut up, kid.
Yeah,
because
like, I look back at. I don't. I think in actual mythology, the Titans, the one out of that group that probably looks the closest to any actual Titans is the Cyclops, right? Like. Because I think that typically...
See, I don't think the Cyclops is a Titan. I think the Cyclops is a creation of a Titan.
Right, but the Titans are typically created to be... Or depicted to be more like humanoid-type-looking beings as opposed to like, oh, this is like a walking mountain or a giant, like, tornado. Yeah, that's true. You know? But, you know, little kids are dumb and Disney has to do something to make kids understand that, you know, this Titan has magic powers. So... They all go to Mount Olympus, and basically capture the gods and, you know, trap Zeus in a cocoon of lava and ice. And Hades thinks he's won. In the meanwhile, Hercules is being attacked or trying to fight the Cyclops, who is just messing him up, pushing his shit in, because Hercules is a nobody now, just a little twerp, a dweeb, an incel. Hades makes him watch while he has May, his way with Meg.
He sits in the cuck chair.
I was thinking Meg was having sex with Motaro and he was watching it.
Oh man. So Meg goes to find Phil after freeing Pegasus, and tells Phil, like, hey, if you don't come with me, Hercules is going to die. So they go back. Phil, you know, gives a pep talk to Hercules. He ties up the legs of the Cyclops like it's an AT-AT and knocks it down to the ground and defeats him. At this point, at one point there's a pillar that is knocked over, and it's like Meg jumps in the way and knocks Hercules out of the way, and it falls on her, which breaks the deal with Hades, since he promised that absolutely no harm would come to Meg. And Hercules goes off to Olympus to stop Hades.
But real quick, didn't the deal with Hercules with Hades end after he snapped his fingers and he was letting her go? So I don't think her saving.
No, it was her getting injured.
Yeah, no. So his deal with Meg is over when he frees her, right? The deal that he made with her, the deal that Hades made with Hercules ends when Meg is crushed by the pillar, because the deal with Hercules specifically says that no harm would come to Meg. That was the deal for giving up his power. So once that happens,
he gets his power back.
Yeah, he gets his power back. And he says, I have the power.
That's what he says.
Captain Planet. I don't know why I mix those two up. So he jumps on Pegasus. He jumps on Pegasus and flies to Olympus and stops Hades, frees all the gods, frees Zeus. And he's like, watch what Daddy's going to do for you right now, Hercules. Look at Daddy. Just keep your eyes on Daddy. So they all fuck everybody up, and
everybody's dying.
I said that I got like one of those really long fucking hot dogs, chili dogs from Sonic, and I was like, dude, it's almost as long as my dick.
And then the server rolled away while she was rolling her eyes, right?
She didn't say anything. Savannah, I just got it immediately.
Savannah is ordering an area rug so we can put it up underneath the bird's cage, because the spot that they're most comfortable in, they're not under a vent, is like on the carpet. So we're getting like a carpet rug to put underneath it, because it'll just shit everywhere. It don't matter. But Savannah sends me a text just randomly. She goes, you don't have a tape measure, do you? And I swear to God, if I wasn't busy, I would have texted back, no, but I can measure with my dick. What is it? So, and she wouldn't have answered back if I said that. So it worked out pretty well. But yeah. Oh, you have a tape measure? No, I got my dick, though.
So.
Or I was going to send back something like, I got rid of the tape measure when it told me my dick was too small, so I got rid of it.
Hercules flies back down to Meg, but it's too late. Meg is dead. Her soul is gone to the river Styx, or whatever river that might be. I think it might be Styx, but I don't know. So
the river Dix.
The river Dix.
Hercules has to suck a bunch of dicks before he goes in there.
That was the river that the centaur was in.
He's like, get away from me. Get your slimy cocks away.
One accidentally falls in his mouth.
Accidentally, quotation mark.
So he goes down there. Hades shows him where Meg's soul is, and makes a deal with him. Says, if you get down there and you save her from the river. She can go, but you have to stay. And he jumps down there and he saves her. And that is proven, that is finally proven himself worthy of being a god again.
Because he saved the woman he's going to have sex with?
You talking about Meg?
Oh, yeah, Hercules is going to have sex with Meg.
Oh, so yeah.
How does that prove anything? Like, if she was like the ugly fat bitch,
well,
and nobody wanted to have sex with her, and he saved her and sacrificed her, yeah, that's a hero. But like, no one will get pussy after this.
Well, I think
that's a real hero.
I think it's the fact of he was willing. I mean, in all seriousness, he's willing to sacrifice himself in order to save her. In a way that, if the deal would have fallen through or went through, you know, he would have never left. That would have been it for him. But obviously, him becoming a god again, the deal doesn't matter. And he punches Hades in the face and knocks him into the river. And he gets dragged down into the giant toilet bowl of death. And pain and...
He literally gets flushed away like shit.
Yeah. Pain and panic are kind of like worried about what is going to happen when he gets out. It's like, if
he gets out. He's like, if it's good.
If it's good. Yeah. That's the last we see of Hades. So Hercules goes up to, puts her soul back in her body, and then they get summoned to Olympus. And Zeus says, congratulations, you are a god again, boy, like me. And I would like some sausages. Some godly sausage.
Everything comes back around full circle.
When I come around. All right. But Hercules says, no, father, that's okay. I don't want your pity anymore. I'm going to go live on Earth.
Cody's about to say something else.
I'm going to go.
I don't need your titty.
I'm going to go live on.
No, I don't want your penis anymore.
I'm going to go live on Earth and have a good old time with Meg. And Zeus gives him a nudge and says, I completely understand. I've got several bitches on my list that I have to go visit. he becomes mortal again so he can spend the rest of his life with Meg. And it's a happy ending. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Da-da-da-da. And then, you know, it's the end of the movie. We've already kind of talked about, not as for us two, me and Lance, it's not really as good as we remembered it being. I still think it's fine. I don't think that it's anything amazing. There are definitely movies, Disney movies from the 90s that are better, I think. Though I would have to go back and watch them to verify that. But for all the problems that people like drum up about the Pocahontas animated movie, I did really like that as a kid too. But so now that we've talked about the plot, I do want to talk about Hades just briefly, because we never really got into it. But Hades' design is like is still to this day my favorite Disney villain design there's ever been. Like,
yeah, he looks really good.
Yeah, I love like the flame for hair and the way that they use the fire to help convey his emotions is really good. I like when Disney does stuff like that, or any animator really, when they do stuff like that where they use something about the character besides just their voice to convey how they may feel. So, are there any characters or anything that you guys want to talk about in more detail?
Well, whichever one Bobcat Goldthwait is. And which one's the fat one? Is that Pain?
Yeah, that's Pain.
Okay, Pain. Pain's extremely entertaining.
Without love.
Because, I mean, I like the guy's voice, but... And, you know, Dan DeVito. You know, there's not many anything else. It's just those three. You know, Hades, Phil, and Pain. Only three I really remember. So. But nothing out of like, hey, man, this is like some great shit. I didn't have that kind of deep emotional connection to them. I just thought they were funny.
Right. Yeah, I think Owen is right about Hercules. Like, he's not the supporting cast for the most part is more interesting than Hercules himself is. So it's a lot easier to kind of like, whenever it's like a scene that's just focused on Hercules, it's kind of like easy to kind of zone out a little bit. Kind of look forward to when Hades is on screen. Not just because of Hades himself, but also like, you know, being accompanied by Pain and Panic is also great. And,
yeah, they're pretty good.
Yeah. But yeah, I guess I really don't have anything else to talk about this. I guess we can get into our recommendations. I'll start. I would recommend this movie still. Even though I don't think it holds up as well as I remember it, or I'd like to remember it holding up. I do think it's worth watching. I can't really think of any like Disney animated movies from the 90s that aren't good. At least just like base level good, you know. So this isn't one of the greats or anything, but it's definitely worth watching. So Lance.
I'm gonna lean no. I'm bored of it when watching it, other than a few parts. Probably out of the hour and 33 minutes of it, I probably was into about 25 minutes of the actual movie. So, and since, I mean, I was 10 growing up and this wasn't my movie, so I don't have a nostalgia for it, I'd have to say no. You know, not to be a dick about it, but
it's your opinion. It's your opinion, dog. It's your opinion.
Oh, I know. I feel bad because, I mean, I did like the movie as a kid, but rewatching it, I'm like, man, this movie's kind of a fucking drag. So,
okay. Well, what about you, Owen?
I don't know. It was fun watching it, but it was kind of just fun watching it to make fun of it a little bit. Because
Owen's like, if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. And I'm like,
it'd be good. But I'd say if you're going to like sit down and watch this and you don't have any emotional connection to it or anything, you're probably not going to like it. So I would say pass.
Pass. Okay. Yeah.
Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Oh, go directly to jail.
I just remembered one of the other scenes that kind of bothered me with the animation. It was early on when after the scene in the marketplace where like him and his adopted parents or whatever are talking on the hill, on that hillside or whatever, and it just looks so disjointed with like the background, because the hill is part of the background, and whereas the two or three characters that are on screen are obviously animated, and it just sticks out like a sore thumb, like, because the background looks like a fucking oil painting while the three characters look like just regular Disney animated characters. So I just want to point that out because I forgot to mention it, but it really stuck out to me for that reason. So okay, I guess that wraps up our discussion on Hercules. We didn't really get into a lot of deep discussion about this movie. I kind of figured that going into it, that it wouldn't really spawn a lot, but for some reason I just felt compelled to have us cover this film. So Lance, you are next in line for the throne. The Game of Thrones.
Well, I had one other movie I was going to do. I was going to pick that movie, The Room, Tommy Wiseau, whatever the dude's name is. And then I'm like, you know, I really don't fucking want to watch that movie. And Cody had picked this animated movie. And I go, I'm going to pick an animated movie. I'm going to sing one lyric from one song in that movie, and we'll see if Cody can pick up on it. Okay, the song goes, "Let's make music together." Does that ring any bells, Cody?
It doesn't.
Yeah. Okay, Owen knows. Don't say anything. Owen, shut up. Cody, I'm going to give you three guesses on an animated movie.
Let's make music together.
Don't you Google anything, motherfucker.
I'm not Googling. I'm trying to think. I'm also trying to think, like, what kind of animated movie would Lance pick?
Mortal Kombat, the end, the journey begins.
So my first thought is maybe Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
No.
Okay. Okay.
That's a good guess, though.
Let's see, because it wouldn't be a Disney movie. Let's make music together. It's not Beavis and Butthead, is it? Like Beavis and Butthead do America?
No. Is that your second guess?
Yeah, that was my second guess. Okay. Just like I'm second guessing myself right now in my life, you know what you I mean? Are. I'm gonna throw out the Simpsons movie because I can't think of any other movie that you may pick.
Okay, well, you are wrong. No big deal.
It's actually Dragon Ball Super Superhero.
Of course, that's what it is. I need a hero. Piccolo and Gohan start singing "Let's Make Music Together." All right, this is MGM's attempt to, I guess, get into the animated films to rival Disney, and it didn't work out. But I have an affection for this movie. I already know it's going to be a mixed bag when it comes to reception from all three of us, but the ending is great.
All dogs go to heaven. as soon as you said MGM, I was like, it's probably a Don Bluth movie. But yeah.
Yep. Have you seen that one, Cody?
I did when I was a kid. I don't remember a lot of it.
Good deal. I just rewatched it. Some of it doesn't age well, but the ending still fucking gets me. The ending ending lands the fucking airplane.
So next time we'll do All Dogs Go to Heaven. I'm actually excited about that because I hadn't seen that movie in, God, I had to have been like 5 years old or something last time I watched that. So.
Yeah, oh yeah, and the best part is it's free on YouTube too. So.
Oh, that's
good. I always confused it with Oliver and Company.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking Oliver and Company too. I guess it's probably the New York type thing, right? Because it doesn't All Dogs Go to Heaven take place in Brooklyn or something? And
I was surprised to find out it takes place in Louisiana.
Oh, what the fuck?
I know, it's crazy. Alright guys, well, I guess we're going to sign off. We will see you next time for All Dogs Go to Heaven.
Next time on Filmoscopy Podcast.